Blog Talk Radio. All right, all right.
Welcome to the Elevator Talk Show with P-Mart. You guys know what's going on.
P-Mart.
I have my homie Pyro on the line. Let's let this one run first. And then we'll be right back. Know what's going on. Welcome to the Elevator Talk Show with P-Mart. I got my guests on the line. Y'all would not imagine who I got on the line with me, man. Oh, man, before I bring him in, I know this guy for so long. This is one of my best friends, but he's also a Chicago artist, producer. His name is Byro. I've known Byro for over 10 years, man. So I'm very happy to bring my brother on the show. So we can talk our stuff, talk our shit, and smoke our stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Byro, are you with me on the line? Let me make sure I got him on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yo, Byro.
Yo. Can you hear me, Brody?
How you feeling today, man?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. You know, it's a good day and everything. Shoot. Sitting here just kicking it.
Man, bro.
Sunny day.
Welcome. Yes, sir. Welcome to the Elevator Talk Show. You know how we get, you know how we do here, man. This is a show where, you know, we have a, I'm really happy that you joined me today. This show is geared towards, you know, basically me, you know, talking with my fellow artist friends or industry friends, and we're just talking about the world and music and just exchanging our mind. There's no script to this. So everything that you say is what you say, and it's just going to be how you say it, okay? Nothing is edited. And, yeah, man, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Oh, man. I've been focused on trying to get this new project.
I hope you got a blunt lit.
I'm rolling it now, actually.
Okay. Okay, so you say you have a project. You got some projects coming up.
Yep. I got one that I just dropped. I got the Mass Up EP available everywhere.
Okay.
Spotify, iTunes, you know. And I just dropped the lyric video
a
day ago. Yeah, for one.
That run video.
Yeah.
Bro,
people really fucking with
I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna play that shit before the show ends, man. Like, cause I got it queued up. I'm trying to tell you. So tell me before we get to all that. Tell me how. Tell people for the people that don't know you. You know, who's Byro? You know, and how did you start with music? How did you did everything begin?
Well, it started as a kid, you know, writing with my friends, like in elementary school, and then making beats and rapping. And I was just like kind of getting my feet wet, and like, you know, I was kind of like scared to do the shit. And because like my friends was older, and like they were real talented, you know, I kind of looked up to like how they would like play with words, with poetry and all that. And then I had a teacher in elementary school. He used to take all the kids to like, you know, science clubs and stuff. But he had a studio, a real professional studio in his basement. And I started going down there and started making beats. And he gave me a beat machine. Yeah, he gave me a beat machine, and I kept that beat machine while, like, I was, like, going to, track practice or basketball practice or whatever, and I make beats. Someone stole the beat machine because someone went into his car and stole that, you know. By 12 or 13, I asked for a computer, and shoot, I started downloading little stuff and all that to try to record myself.
Man.
And then by the time I went to high school, I was introduced to my homie P-Mart that was on the same thing. We shared programs and all that.
Yeah.
Music. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Me and you, I mean, I know people don't know this, but me and Byro, man, you know, Byro is my brother. You know what I mean? Like, the only thing that separates right now is the actual blood. This is my brother. I've known him. Byro taught me a lot of things from, you know, dealing with people from just doing music, having an ear for music, even mixing. I learned a lot from you, bro. So I know that, you know, being a upcoming artist in Chicago, what we call a rising artist, it's not easy. What are the challenges that you face, you know, trying to get your music out?
Right. Shoot. People supporting each other, and, like, the thing is, like, you don't expect them to, but, like, it's what you need. You need everybody to, like, tune in and, like, you know,
and
so
support.
They can stay up to date or whatever. But, like, it's up to us to, like, keep doing things like this, dropping content and keeping something that they can watch, listen to, whatever. But that's one of the challenges, like, keeping the ball rolling on finding new things to keep everybody, like, attention, you know, as, like, independent artists or coming up, like, a rising artist. You know, you're doing this with, like, little help, you know, or none at all.
Yeah.
You probably got, like, you and your small team, but, like, you know, they can only do so much. And so, like, people pour all they can into it. Sometimes it don't go nowhere if you don't got no help. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It definitely does it does not go many places if you don't have help. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of asking you the questions, and I know and everything because, you know, I know you and everything. So I know. Tell me about this song. You know what I mean? I'm not going to interview like you're a new artist. This is just for us to talk about shit. That's for us to know, people know who you are and stuff. Tell me about this Run song. Who produced this song? And, what was the idea behind it, Run? Because I want to play it, you know. Before I play it, I want people to know where the idea came from. Because I like this song. Oh, man, run with me. Everybody getting fucked up, man. Everybody getting fucked up. Like, you feel me, G? So,
yeah.
Tell me how that came about, man.
It came about because, like, man, you know, I recorded the song during the pandemic, you know. And everybody was locked in the house and all that. And, like, you know, I wanted to change that vibe, get people to, like, stop being scared, but, like, be safe. But, you know, we still masked up. And so, like, I want people to run with me still. Like, everybody's still getting fucked up. Everybody's still kicking it. Like, you know, I'm not about to be afraid about what's going on because we still need to live life, you know. We still need to enjoy and, like, go through the natural things of life, but, like, having fun, getting into stuff, learning lessons and all that, So when I make a song like that, I'm just having fun and bringing that energy. Like you know, we've been in a messed up position these past couple years. Shoot, I still want people to still have fun too. You just can't like hiding from the problem. Just run with it.
You want to influence people and still make them have fun. I really love that song, bro. And I definitely want to play it before the show ends and stuff. We got some time here, but let's talk about the music industry, bro. Like, you know, I know, like, growing up in Chicago is already hard enough, bro. Like, what industry? Like, there's no way. I can't say any industry is probably better than another one, but people tend to say Atlanta is easier to make it, or when you go to LA, it's make it. Nigga, it's the same shit. Because I feel like whether you go to Atlanta or not, bro, you still got to work hard. What do you think? Like, do you see yourself like making it easier, making it faster somewhere else, or do you think it's the capital? It doesn't matter where you are, as long as you have what you need, you can make it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I think that I think it don't matter like for a certain spot, like for you to be home, that you just have to connect with your audience no matter where they're at. So like if I got somebody in Atlanta and all that stuff, we need to go to Atlanta, entertain them, and like keep them popping. You know, like you know, give them what they ask for. Like if I go to Maine, if I'm somebody in Maine, we go over there. We do a show for that group of people.
Uh-huh.
It's like not about just saying, oh man, it's popping over there, we gonna get on, and then you just get there and you're doing the same shit that you're doing over there. It's not gonna happen like that. You need to make connections in each one of these places.
Yeah,
people just kind of like won't shit to happen for them.
Yeah, I feel like Chicago is good on its own, too. Like, you know, people can make it in Chicago. But like you said, it's a lot of fuck shit. It's a lot of BS that's happening that's preventing us from, you know, getting where we need to be. And I don't understand why, you know, now it's like people value money. Do you think, okay, payola, what do you think caused payola? Because DJs are not getting paid. They're not getting what they need. Radios are not making money. Or do you think that they want to filter talent? Because when you think about people who invest in themselves, they're more, quote, unquote, serious, right, versus the people who don't invest in themselves. Do you think that they created that to kind of filter, like, I guess, the traffic that of people trying to get on the radio? Or do you think that they did that to kind of, like, hinder the people who can't afford it?
I think it's something like you know, everybody try to break down that door, man. If everybody trying to like pay to get on the radio, then shoot, they just only like giving in to like what you said. Like it filtered it for like people to for like everybody to don't overrun the radio station and all that.
Yep.
And nowadays music, it might not even really matter too hard now, because the radio stations switch into like streaming. You know, we stream most of our music now. So if you got a good playlist popping or whatever, you know, you're on a Spotify playlist or some, you know, you can get on that instead of just
that replaces the radio. Yeah, and I do think, in a way, it filters it, too. Because, but then again, it hinders real talent, because if we are here, we live in the hood, you know, we're on the south side, we don't really have the ability to fund our music, but we have talent. You know, I feel like they should be an outlet, which they are, but it's really hard to get through those outlets. Now it's like who you know and who you're cool with. And what do you think now? Like, what's more important now? Do you think it's talent, or do you think it's your connection? I think you kind of said that.
It's your connections. Like, man, if you're getting out here, like, even if you're the most shittiest artist, but you went around and everybody know you, you're more famous than the nigga that was in his room that was practiced all that time.
Exactly.
And nobody.
Because I see myself
him.
Too.
Nobody thinks.
And I swear I'd be like that too. I look at some artists. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie to you. This, their work is nowhere near what we do. It's like, man, how is this stuff even on TV? How is stuff even, like, look at what we do, bro. Why ain't nobody coming here to, you know, try to take good music instead of, that's because those artists are thirsty. They're hungry. They don't care about somebody saying that they're good. They're pushing for radio. They're pushing for blogs. They're pushing for these posts every day. It's about consistency now. And I had to stop looking at it like that, bro, because don't nobody owe us nothing. But they will owe us everything if we're working. Do you ever feel at one point when you're working so hard, G, and then some people just start approaching you like, hey, G, like, yeah, I do this even for free. Hey, you want a photo shoot? You want this? I feel, that's what I'm saying. I have this belief now, which I think everybody believes the same thing, is rich people get free stuff while poor people got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. And that's facts. Because is that because rich people already worked their way up and they already spent what they needed to spend? Now it's like, okay, they're just enjoying all the free stuff. Rich people should be the ones, or that would be rich people, the people with that ability to pay should be the ones like having to pay for merch, having to pay, they get free merch. You go to an event, bro, you go to an event, you see maybe like your favorite artist in town, you're going to throw him a shirt for free versus your friend who's rapping his ass off in his basement. And he's even better than half of the guys on right now. You over here talking about $15, bro. I got to make money. I got to eat. But I do understand there's an advantage if you give somebody, yeah, your stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah, so... So what else you got going on besides music here? You got some merch, like you got some stuff, like people, where can people follow you, you know? Like where can people go to follow you?
Oh, shoot, you can find me at Byro Productions on IG, Byro Socratic, on Facebook. You can also look at Byro Pro Music, that's my music page. But like if you just type in Byro Productions or just Byro, you can just find me. Cause,
how do you spell Byro for the people that don't know?
B-Y-R-O. That's B-Y-R-O.
Okay, B-Y-R-O. You guys heard it. It's B-Y-R-O to follow him on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Definitely follow him there. But I want to take this time to go on a quick break and play the song. You mind if I do that?
Oh, go ahead, Brody.
Okay, yeah, let's play this Run song because they need to hear it. Before we finish the talk. This is Byro Run, R-U-N. All right, guys. It's coming.
Yeah, these niggas, they say wild, but no, they ain't wild enough. Yeah, we coming to the party and we came to fuck shit up. And my niggas got that money for them strippers shaking butt. Treat these bitches like my blunt. Take one hit, I'm high as fuck. Lost my mind, now I can't stunt. Mix the cocoa with the runs. I work hard during the day. I can't take you out to lunch. Get that meal, get that bread. I'm gon' eat it up for brunch. Big bag wood, full as I. You can roll up all my ducks. Broke them in, got them jumping like we playing double dutch. Your boyfriend broke, why he flogging? Think his pockets need a clutch.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor.
Run with me.
Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah.
Run with me.
Feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger, get in the chopper. I got a chopper, just like a yapper. I'm gonna pop you, give me my teeth like a salada. Puta mi queso, pay me my peso. We taking that mucho dinero. Nigga, I'm Pharaoh, call me a king or a pharaoh. My garments is Prince of a pharaoh, not from the barrel. My family Chicago, tryna take off on the Murcielago. Drip with the sauces I have on the poncho. I am that nigga, just call me Hato. Play with the numbers like my name is Lotto. Come lay with the money, to the dance floor. Run with me. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Run with me. Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor. Run with me. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Run with me. Everybody move to the dance floor. Everybody move to the dance floor. Run with me. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Everybody getting fucked up, yeah. Run with me.
That was Byro Run on YouTube right now. You guys can check it out. Hey, bro, that song is cold. I'm trying to tell you. You're going to start a riot with that song. You feel me? You're going to start a riot with that song. You know, I really like that. And I like the lyrics. You know, the lyrics really, really help add that depth, you know, to the song. Because, you know, when you're listening, you don't, sometimes you don't really listen to the lyrics. You just kind of listen to the vibe. But me reading the lyrics at the same time, bro, I really, really like the song even more. So, my friend, I congratulate you on a dope-ass song, bro. Real shit.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Like, shoot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trying, yeah, like,
I'm trying to go hard with this, like, put the most I can to everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and you're definitely doing that, bro. I look forward to more stuff. Anytime you have some release or you want to, you know, give an update to anything, you know, this is a place, this is home, this is where we talk about stuff. You know, this is where nobody can tell us how to say it, what to say. So, yeah, man, this is a hub. That's why I created it for us, brother. So I definitely appreciate you for tuning in my first episodes, man.
Man, most definitely, I appreciate you, man, for having me, you know? And shoot, you're a great artist, man. You're a great producer. You've done a lot of stuff, like, shoot, man. Like, man. They, if y'all don't know this, man, like, keep following him and look at him. Look at him. You're going to see him doing the shit that, man. You'll be like, man, how the...
Thank you,
man. Go listen to that man, people mouth. Like, how he get out with Africa? How the hell? Like, damn, man, he doing big shit. Like, man, like,
yes,
don't
sir.
Sleep on P-Mart over there, y'all.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I appreciate you coming in, man. Definitely. I'm going to catch up with you after the show, and I'm going to just end it up right here. And that was Byro, B-Y-R-O. You can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and everything. And thank you. Instagram, too. Thank you, bro, for tuning in, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Right,
I appreciate
you. Thank you. Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Talk soon. Love. All right, guys, so that was Byro, B-Y-R-O. So, like I said, I've known him for a long time. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight, today, or whatever time you're listening to this podcast. So, you know, definitely one love. I want to leave you guys with one thing. Do not worry about the things that you cannot control, okay? Because life is going to be like regardless. Don't worry about the things you can't control and live life. All right, love.